The source of suffering is the mental defilement that arises from action and disturbing emotions. This is temporary, and the mind can be completely separated from it. The practitioner comes to realize that the noble truth of cessation can be attained with the pacification or elimination of suffering and its causes. The corollary is that the individual develops renunciation, wishing for freedom from suffering and its causes. And when you wish for other sentient beings also to gain freedom from suffering and its causes, you are taking a major step toward generating compassion. First, a practitioner should train in the stages of the common path, and then gradually incorporate the stages of the greater path. This is a sound and correct mode of actualizing a spiritual career. After having performed the preparatory practices, you undertake the training in the two types of awakening mind. These two are the conventional and ultimate awakening minds. With generation of the conventional awakening mind, a practitioner engages in the deeds of a bodhisattva, which include the six perfections. Meditation on the ultimate awakening mind is done by generating a transcendental wisdom directly realizing emptiness. Such a wisdom is a meditative stabilization that is a union of calm abiding and special insight. This means that while focusing single-pointedly, you can simultaneously analyze the nature of emptiness. First, the practitioner must gather the prerequisites and other conditions conducive to meditation on calm abiding.